Patches of fog early tomorrow. A dry day much of Friday. By Friday night, scattered showers developing and lows fall into the 60s. We'll be under rounds of showers and thunderstorms Saturday. Some could be strong to severe with a strong cold front coming down, falling from highs of 70s into the 60s. Gusty and colder Saturday night. Breezy and sunny Sunday, but a chillier high of only low 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
It's the annual West End Christmas Boat Parade at New Orleans Lakefront. Beautifully illuminated yachts with Christmas themes and costume crew.
Oh.
Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the elves with light displays and Christmas music all leading the way. Other nautical artists usually join the festivities. Best viewing areas include Lakeshore Drive, Seawall to Canal Boulevard. The annual West End Christmas Boat Parade, 5:30, Saturday, December 11th at New Orleans Lakefront.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
It's heavy. Yes, it does. It's 7:06 p.m. Central Standard Time. 5:07 now. Out here in California, I'm broadcasting to you in New Orleans from California. It's still, you know, it's the South, not that part. I did live in Mobile and in New Orleans and worked out of New Orleans and the Panhandle for some time. I am Eric Schein. This is Maritime Matters. This is WGSO. And I played yesterday a clip. It was a swearing in, the oath of office for Justin Trudeau, the son of Pierre Trudeau. Justin, the little boy, made into a king, into a god king, in Canada, has served since 2015 for six, going on 7 years. And his father was also the prime minister, Pierre Trudeau. And Pierre Trudeau was a communist. I can only imagine with what's going on in the United States now, and you know, the fact that the crown would allow and have a communist swear allegiance to the crown goes along, because the crown has no problem with communism. It helped introduce communism into China and into Russia. And now here in the United States, if you listen to, if not better, watch the video, and we're trying to find it again to see if we can play it today real quick on the show, just maybe once. So people who didn't get to hear it, yep, November 5th, the 5th of November or whatever, Guy Fawkes. Let us play it now real quick. Go ahead, Patty.
I, Justin P.J. Trudeau, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, her heirs and successors. So help me God. I, Justin P.J. Trudeau, do solemnly and sincerely swear that I shall be a true and faithful servant to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, as a member of Her Majesty's Privy Council for Canada. I will, in all things to be treated, debated, and resolved in Privy Council, faithfully, honestly, and truly declare my mind and my opinion. I shall keep secret all matters committed and revealed to me in this capacity, or that shall be secretly treated of in council. Generally, in all things, I shall do as a faithful and true servant ought to do for Her Majesty, so help me God. I, Justin P.J. Trudeau, do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear that I will truly and faithfully, and to the best of my skill and knowledge, execute the powers and trusts reposed in me as Prime Minister, so help me God.
So help me God. So our northern neighbor, who's not our northern neighbor anymore, it's actually, I don't want to call him a rapist country or a rapist nation state. That would be obscene, although it might be fitting. But because they're an operative for the crown. John Wilkes Booth was up there back in the day. Like I said yesterday, before he came down to the United States and shot Lincoln on behalf of the British Crown, just like Alan Dulles and John Dulles and their grandfather, John Dulles, did in attacking the United States from within, from a seat of public power and trust, that's to go to Americans. You know, we had Michael Chertoff, who was the head of Homeland Security, and not just a citizen of the United States, but also a citizen of Israel. Arnold Schwarzenegger was not just a citizen of California, first and foremost, and of the United States, but is still and was at the time he was governor of California, a citizen of Austria. So we haven't been doing a very good job of paying attention. Gavin Newsom, now who's taken over, and Schwarzenegger did a lot of preparation for Gavin Newsom to come in, not only with the votes and more and putting people in place. Schwarzenegger was on the cover of Time magazine with he was wearing his father's death head belt buckle, Nazi Germany. His father was an SS officer, go figure, acting on behalf of the German British crown, or the British German crown, however you want to look at it. George Herbert Walker Bush was knighted by the crown. He's a Habsburg, German, Austrian, Hungarian, German, European royalty, part of the family line, not as far up because he was only knighted, wasn't made into a lord, almost like Bill Clinton, who was nominated to be the highest title in all of England. And this goes into the Titles of Nobility Act of 1806, but he was to be the Lord Warden of the St. Ports, which is a higher title. It's the highest title bestowed on anyone, but Bill Clinton was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Hillary Clinton is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Chelsea Clinton, and she's running some, I don't even know what it is, not a non-for-profit, but some globalist, royalist institution. And I guess the competition is on now in the world to see what country, whether it be Pakistan or India, or even possibly China, and I could see this coming from China. A lot of people are waking up, even in places like China and Korea, all around the world, to what this New World Order is, what this World Economic Forum is, what this system of United Kingdoms is, and people like Justin Trudeau, who's, you know, that is royalism. His father was prime minister, and then he becomes prime minister. Even if there's elections in between, even if there's other administrations in between, it's the same thing that we rebuked to a degree, and I don't think people understood or did it for that reason. It's just Hillary is a monster. People just don't like her for any number of reasons. But Bill Clinton being president and then having his wife as president is royalism. Even if there's a vote involved, even if there's administrations in between, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We do not pass. It is anti-democratic Republican, anti-constitutional to pass a seat of public power and trust to a family member, regardless if it's over time. And this gets into Kennedy and Roosevelt and others. We'll be back. This is WGSO Maritime Matters, your host Eric Schein. And I want to get, when we come back, go into Colin Powell real quick.
As the election gets closer, the promises get bigger. Typical Louisiana politics, huh? Well, the casino company is sure making big promises to the people of St. Tammany. But take a minute and look at the record. They made some big promises in New York about enormous revenues.
Guess what happened, Doc?
Not long after, they were in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office asking for a tax bailout because the promises didn't work out. Even a liberal like Andrew Cuomo turned them down. Up in Bossier City, Louisiana, more big promises were made to the people and the city. Guess what happened? They completely shut down the casino and laid off hundreds of employees. Up in Richmond, Virginia, more of the same. Big promises. Even Reverend Al Sharpton endorsed their promises. Guess what happened? Over-promising, under-delivering. It's a bad bet for St. Tammany.
Paid for by the Watchdog PAC, 4100 South Sherwood Forest Boulevard, Baton Rouge, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, I'm Pete Canizzaro with Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Canizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CanizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, we'll get the latest from the border and what's going on in the Lone Star State. Texas gubernatorial candidate and former congressman Colonel Alan West checks in. And we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Josh Bernstein. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together, we can do more. Visit us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
My coming back music. Yeah, thank you. That means we're back. And I wanted to mention, let me throw out the number for whatever purposes. I'm not sure if I'll take some calls or not, but 504-556-9696. I probably will, but I mentioned about Colin Powell, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and also Secretary of State. And a general who he said, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not quoting directly, but when he was I'm trying to think if he was Secretary of State under George W. Bush or what his position was at the time. I think it was when he went into the United Nations and spoke about weapons of mass destruction. After that, he said that he serves at the pleasure or the leisure of the president. And that's really not true. You know, when they're a lot of these positions, like U.S. ambassadors and others, they're appointed for a term, a period of time. They can be removed for or impeached for not doing their job, gross violations of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law, etc. But Colin Powell was also knighted by the crown. And we have these status, these, I would say they're communists. I mean, even the fact that not just Justin Trudeau swore allegiance to the crown, so did his father, Pierre, and cut whatever kind of deals and gave a good, you know, head nod, trail nod to the crown, to the queen, saying, do whatever you want. As long as my son gets to, like you, take over and be king for a day as well. Everything going on in the world today, and I mean everything, and whether you realize it or not, wherever you sit, wherever you reside, wherever you preside, in your job, in your career, in your life, with your parents, with your grandparents, with your children, with your grandchildren, with your great-grandchildren, hopefully. It all revolves around one thing and one thing only. Whether we will live in a democratic republic where democratic institutions like the vote are married with Republican institutions like a single representative representing all those people who vote properly, legally, and not mail-in ballots like Gavin Newsom used to play games out here with a vote in California. Gavin Newsom is a graduate of the World Economic Forum, young, global, keyword, global, and young is kind of misused. It's dated. It was a while ago. World Economic Forum, young global leaders. So he believes in globalism. He is against the nation state. He is against the Constitution of California and the United States. He is against the rule of law. He is against natural law, much like Colin Powell. And if you know these people or anything about him, it's your duty to speak out and speak up and shout out and get the word out on people like Scott Borgeson, Ghislaine Maxwell's husband, who's a Coast Guard Academy grad and was a former Coast Guard officer and a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And also, I believe he was a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders program as well. Oh, no, I'm thinking of David Nason, sorry, Nicole Nason's husband. These people are embedded throughout Stacey Abrams. They're like, who is this woman? How did she get so much power? She's running for governor. Who is she? What's she done? Like, oh, she's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't know if I'm getting through to anybody out there. I'd like to hear, we've got Joseph on the line, but I'd like to hear from some new callers, some women, maybe. Are there any women in New Orleans? Who are and have been listening to the program and are getting it, that this New World Order is a constitutional monarchy. That's why the term, it comes from the Bible, Antichrist. It is a man-made kingdom on earth and not to where God is the heir apparent, and we all live under natural law, and we live under the law, and not a privy council. If you listen to Justin Trudeau's swearing in, he talks about being a member of the privy council. If you go back and look at what that is in the history of it, it's not a good thing. One of the terms that is referenced in association with a privy council is a star chamber. And it's basically what I endured under my own government here in the United States of America, where a branch of military I'm not in, never been in. Our licenses are issued by the Coast Guard as a ministerial task. And I hate to use that term because it sounds so British. As an administrative task, I hate to use that term too because it's unconstitutional. Administrative law in the administrative state is an abomination. It is the marriage of all three of the great powers identified by Montesquieu in his book, The Spirit of the Laws. I think it was 1748. Most, if not all, of not just our founders here in the United States, but around the world, look to this book and others, like, I don't know, Common Sense by Thomas Paine. And what did the Crown do for Thomas Paine writing the book Common Sense? And you can, there's all kinds of people out there trashing Thomas Paine and what he was really about. And, you know, he had club foot and six toes. And, you know, I'm making that up. He obviously didn't, or I don't know, maybe he did. What he did was he wrote a book, and the Crown put out a price on his head. So all of these attacks against him, I would take with little weight. I have a friend reading some of the documents related to what they did to me. You can go look at this. You can read the same thing he's reading. It's from, type in my name, Eric Schein, November 8th, Coast Guard final order. And they post on the internet this 52-page final order that trashes me and says that I have this problem and I have a problem with authority and yada, yada, yada. Well, yeah, I do, especially when it's coming from the Crown and those who are in allegiance with the Crown, like the Council on Foreign Relations and every single last one of them. I do not excuse one of these people in the Council on Foreign Relations for, you know, Maria Bartiromo, come out and say that you've given up you're no longer paying your fees, your dues, to be a member of this British aristocratic society, the Secret Service that you are a member of or have been a member of. Come out and say that you're no longer a member, that you better understand what it is, and that anyone and everyone else who is a member should give up their membership. And make it clear what it really is. And if you did give up your membership, why? Because this is part, a big part, if not the foundational part, that was founded in 1921 along with the Chinese Communist Party, that is the root of all evil today. The Council on Foreign Relations. Joseph, if you're still there, hold. We're going to break. We'll be right back. WGSO. Maritime Matters, your host, Eric Schein.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The Covington High student, seen on a viral video attacking and beating a disabled school teacher back in October, says she is not guilty by reason of insanity. That was 18-year-old Lariana Jackson's plea in court Wednesday. She's charged with felony battery on a school teacher and cruelty to the infirm. Two others are charged with posting the violent video on TikTok. Louisiana residents are worried about them. Some have already gotten them. I'm talking about steep increases in the cost of national flood insurance coverage for your home. State Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon, whose office has no control over the FEMA NFIP program, says one thing that troubles him is the federal agency has no model for grandfathering of lower rates for very low-risk properties.
And that grandfathering stayed with the property, not with the ownership of it. That is being done away with.
He says it may be possible for homeowners to shop around and find private flood insurance cheaper than the federal market. This is news on LRN.
Louisiana hotels know a thing or two about hospitality. From the thread count of the sheets, to the little scented soaps in the bath, to the praline on the pillow. For the Louisiana Restaurant Association's SIF, the same is true when it comes to workers' comp. Our team knows what Louisiana hotels need when it comes to your team's safety and your success. Everybody who's anybody goes with LRA Workers' Comp. Ask around. In this business, word of mouth is everything.
It's almost Thanksgiving, which means the holiday shopping season is about to kick off. Only this year, we can expect an uptick in online shopping as we continue dealing with the pandemic. Here are three tips to make sure the hot deal you're clicking on is legitimate. First, be suspicious of any discounts larger than 55% off. Second, be on the lookout for irregular contact information, such as a Yahoo or Gmail address instead of a corporate retail account. Third, be wary of web addresses that are overly complex, don't include the corporate retail name, or don't start with HTTPS. For more tips, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
As the election gets closer, the promises get bigger. Typical Louisiana politics, huh? Well, the casino company is sure making big promises to the people of St. Tammany. But take a minute and look at the record. They made some big promises in New York about enormous revenues.
Guess what happened, Doc?
Not long after, they were in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office asking for a tax bailout because the promises didn't work out. Even a liberal like Andrew Cuomo turned them down. Up in Bossier City, Louisiana, more big promises were made to the people and the city. Guess what happened? They completely shut down the casino and laid off hundreds of employees. Up in Richmond, Virginia, more of the same. Big promises. Even Reverend Al Sharpton endorsed their promises. Guess what happened? Over-promising, under-delivering. It's a bad bet for St. Tammany.
Paid for by the Watchdog PAC, 4100 South Sherwood Forest Boulevard, Baton Rouge, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City.
WGSO 990 AM.
All right, we got the beat, man. Yeah, we do. And it's a royal beat. I'm looking at, and I noticed this, and I knew why, but the clarity is even more clear now with the video that we played yesterday and today, at least the audio from it. And I would ask you to go find it. It's posted on the Maritime Matters podcast archive shows from yesterday, and I think it will be today and maybe even the day before. But I don't know if anybody remembers Meghan Markle and her husband, the Prince of the United Kingdom, of the Crown, before coming to America to declare that she wants to be president, backed by the Crown, of course, and the Council on Foreign Relations, along with her husband, the Prince Harry, to turn the United States back into a subject, to subjugate us, to make us into, as has been going on for some time now, at least the last 100 years, under the stewardship or the guidance of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergs and the Trilateral Commission. Jimmy Carter, a founding member of the Trilateral Commission, along with Henry Kissinger, and the New World Economic Forum that Henry Kissinger founded as well on behalf of the Crown, acting as an agent for the Crown, even when he did his layout for Playgirl magazine or whatever, which is shocking to the conscience. Okay. Put the pieces of the puzzle together, people. You can either wake up and wake up quickly, unless you don't have a problem living in a not, we're not the kingdom. We're a vassal state. So if you want to be a vassal state, like Carthage became to Rome before Rome flattened it, and Hannibal tried to stand up to Rome. I mean, the European Union, like I've been saying, is the new Roman Empire. It's the modern day Roman Empire, period. It's not like, it's not similar. And they want to eat us or flatten us and our country, not our stomachs. They want to do that too. They want to flatten your stomach through starvation. And I brought this up on the show before too. It was Albertsons, a food chain. And this gets into, oh, wow, we're having price increases. Oh, wow, COVID. Oh, wow. COVID, Pfizer, BioEngine, Johnson & Johnson. They're all corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations, along with Walmart. And Walmart isn't selling American goods anymore. It's selling goods from all over the territories of the United Kingdom, all of the colonies, whether it be China or India or Pakistan, unless they get a backbone before we do and stand up and say enough is enough. But Albertsons was bought by the same company, a war profiteering company, much like I don't know, the Carlyle Group and Youngkin, who became governor of Virginia. Cerberus, the three-headed dog that guards Hades, it's this investment firm like Carlyle Group that named itself after the three-headed dog that guards hell. Who does that? This is not Mattel. This is not Transformers. This is not some kid's game. It's not a video game. This is a company that buys and sells corporations and makes money off of them through the use of wars and rumors of war. So, I don't know. It's kind of like, the Forbes family, which is John Kerry, John Forbes Kerry. They were not only opium dealers, and that's how they made their money, but gun runners like the Bushes and others. And this gets into DuPont and 3M and chemical corporations and weapons manufacturers and more. we're not the ones pushing for war. It's not the average Joe, GI Joe or Joe, you know, because our GI Joes are supposed to come from our civilian citizenry so that our citizens are soldiers when needed and we don't have large standing armies like we do, like North Korea does, OMG, or China does, OMG. Because it's more daunting to consider that 330 million people, give or take, with the babies that are not old enough to fight yet, but are willing to and want to protect their fellow man from these insane people that want to lord themselves over others, not using rule or natural law, or using rules, in fact, instead of law or natural law. They are rulers. They're called rulers for a reason. Let me go to Joseph real quick before we get too close to the next break. Joseph, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. List, you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Real quick.
When you talk about the Chinese, you know what the Chinese people who are not members of the Communist Party call the Communist Party? You know what they call the Communist Party?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it yesterday, right?
Dawa Young.
Dawa
Young, meaning the big lie.
Well, that's Nazi Germany. Only
3%. That's what they call the Communist Party in China.
Right.
The non-communist masses who are not.
The important point in all that, it doesn't take a lot of people. You don't have to have 50%. You don't have to have 40%. You don't have to have 30%. To change this and change it all around and back to a more proper constitutional democratic republic and not a constitutional monarchy. This is the same thing that happened in Rome. But to stop that and to change it back, it doesn't take a lot of people.
Hey, here's something funny you ought to think about. You know what eventually toppled the mad emperor Claudius? Not Claudius, Caligula.
Mm.
The issue of statues.
Yeah.
Believe it or not,
idolatry.
That's what. Because Caligula, he cut off the heads of all the statues in Rome, and put his own head on top of the statues.
Well, it's identical to and aligned with the Roman Senate voting the emperor to be quote unquote God. It's also to Julius. I think it was Julius Caesar, who said, you know, you can worship whatever god you want as long as you have my statue in there as well and worship me alongside your own gods.
It's so funny how the issues of yesteryear, they keep popping up.
Well, like, but that's what I said at the beginning of the show, Joseph, was all of this, everything that we're BLM, Antifa, Nancy Pelosi, Newsom, the Nazi, if not National Socialist character to these individuals and wanting to take down and change the government and more, it goes to the foundational issue at hand is, will we live in a democratic, republican, constitutional republic or in a kingdom? And that is it. Everything goes to those two issues, because everything that's dysfunctional right now in our republic is because of the British German royal crown interfering in our politics and putting their own people in our government. Like the fact that Meghan Markle would even come out and say that she wants to run for president after passing through the constitutional monarchist land of Canada, for want of a better way of saying it. And she's married to one of the princes of England, the United Kingdom.
Now, believe it or not, Hollywood made a made-for-TV movie that actually substantiates your interest in British involvement in American government or society behind the scenes. They made it back in the early 80s. And believe it or not, it was, you know, that actor that was in that series called MASH, the TV series.
Alan Alda? Yeah.
No, the guy that played
BJ or whatever?
Well, the guy that was the sort of like a Epicurean. He had a elite taste.
Oh, right. I know who you're talking about. Kind of bald, had the hair on the side, and very.
He played in a
very British.
He played a character that was in the Mexican army. He was an officer, and he was British, and assigned to help General Santa Anna stop the American movement west. And he winds up at the Battle of the Alamo.
Well, Maximilian was related to all these crown families.
I wouldn't doubt it. But he
Hold on. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Hold on, Joseph. Meghan Merkel. I'm telling you, people, do you want to live in a constitutional monarchy? Do you care? Or do you want to live in a system of self-governance, a democratic republic?
As the election gets closer, the promises get bigger. Typical Louisiana politics, huh? Well, the casino company is sure making big promises to the people of St. Tammany. But take a minute and look at the record. They made some big promises in New York about enormous revenues.
Guess what happened, Doc?
Not long after they were in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office asking for a tax bailout because the promises didn't work out. Even a liberal like Andrew Cuomo turned them down. Up in Bossier City, Louisiana, more big promises were made to the people and the city. Guess what happened? They completely shut down the casino and laid off hundreds of employees. Up in Richmond, Virginia, more of the same. Big promises. Even Reverend Al Sharpton endorsed their promises. Guess what happened? Over-promising, under-delivering. It's a bad bet for St. Tammany.
Paid for by the Watchdog PAC, 4100 South Sherwood Forest Boulevard, Baton Rouge, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf. FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on December 8th, it's a tribute to Professor Longhair, and on December 15th, Freddie Blue and the Friendship Circle Band. 100% of the proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at The Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks, at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's restaurant.
We just rolled out a new happy hour menu. Very French-inspired, small plates, some crab and corn beignets, andouille gruyere, palms dauphine.
Andouille gruyere?
Yeah. Andouille gruyere cheese, pot of choux dough, fried up actually instead of baked, so they get that nice crispy outside and fluffy interior. You get the cheese all melty. Doing some petite sandwiches as well. Make it very kind of French street-inspired. We're doing a mini croque monsieur, mini grilled cheese, little Cajun sliders.
Broussard's restaurant, 819 Conti in the heart of the French Quarter.
All right, so I'm going to ask before we go back to Joseph to close out this show, I'm going to ask Joseph to spend some time, because it sounds like he likes to read, to go and Google or search my name on the internet, Lieutenant Eric N. Shine, and I have Lieutenant in there because I was a naval officer when all this started, and I got stripped of it and was actually prosecuted as a civilian in a military tribunal by the Bush and Obama administrations. And Joe Biden had a hand in this because he was, you know, second in command of the administration. So to say that he gets away blameless somehow is not accurate. But if you Google either my name, Eric, E-R-I-C, and then N for Norman, and then Shine, S-H-I-N-E, and type in Coast Guard and November 8th, 2008, there's a final order out there. And you'll see where it's all, they've accused me of being medically, mentally incompetent. And they've spent 50 some odd pages in proving this. But you can get caught up in reading it and the minutiae, but it's being carried out by a branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military, one that I'm not in and have never served in, that spent 14 years and seized medical records, falsified medical records once they saw that there was nothing in there. It's basically what they did to Daniel Ellsberg involving the Watergate and Pentagon Papers and Rand Corporation. You see what's coming out with COVID and how this whole thing, and I've been saying this, is it's set up. It's a bioweapon. It's been set up by the war industry. A, Fauci is involved deeply in it. He should be in jail a long time ago. Rand Paul and others should have, you know, referred charges over against him, had him removed from his position. Everything that's going on is not just unethical, it's illegal, immoral. It's unbelievable. And people need to stand up more, fight harder, read more, understand. Like most people, most lawyers don't even know what Article 1, Article 2, Article 3 is, and that anything and everything that they're involved in, whether it be at a state or a federal level, that it is all the states wouldn't exist but for the Constitution. Everything and anything is a creature of the Constitution and must comport and comply with not just the Constitution, but the Bill of Rights and separation of powers. I'll end on this and go back to Joseph, is we have our own enabling act here, like was in Nazi Germany before Hitler took power, or when Hitler took power, it was actually handed to him, to where all three of the great powers, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial, now rest in one place because of the Federal Administrative Procedure Act that was passed in 1946 or 47. I mean, it just boggles my mind that I played this thing about Justin Trudeau and nobody went to come on the show and call in and say, hey, well, Pierre Trudeau was his father. And, you know, between the two of them, they've got 20 some odd years of running the Canadian government, where a lot of Canadians think they live in a democracy. It's like, really? Are you serious? Are you that dumb? Are you that blind? Do you not know that the Queen is still on your money, that the Queen is still on your public contracts, that the Prime Minister swears allegiance to the Queen and the Crown? Joseph, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of people don't realize that your, I don't say accusations, but your attention you call regarding British involvement behind the scenes, under the blanket, whatever you want to call it, in American.
I like to call it the British running our government, where most people are blind to this, and a lot of people are cooperating with it. Go along to get along in Congress and the Senate for whatever reason, and they need to stand up and fight harder now, and or it's lost. All is lost. Not just the United States is lost, but the world is lost because it will be a mind wipe.
Well, the British actually started to try to involve themselves in stopping American expansion westward, you know, because the Britain never did really want. They saw America becoming a rival superpower, even in the 19th century. They saw it. They saw the beginning of it. And they were very involved in the American Civil War, the British. The Alabama claims, you probably know about that because you studied maritime history.
What are you talking about?
The CSS Alabama was the premier Confederate raider on the high seas. It was built by the British on the commission for the Confederate government or the Confederate Navy. And
I thought you were going to go to the to the Merrimack and the Monitor and those, but go ahead.
Oh, the damage that the Alabama did to the U.S. Maritime Ministry was horrific. Just that one Confederate raider on the high seas. They had other Confederate raiders, but the Alabama claims amounted to $15 million in the 19th century. Some international court of arbitration eventually said that Britain owed the America $15 million for the damage that the Confederate raider did, because the Brits knew that it was being built for predatory activity against Union maritime shipping. It was a miracle that the merchant marine of the United States got any money back.
Well, we had to pass the Shipping Commissioners Act of, I think it was 1872 or 78, I think it was 1872, to where we had judicial officers from the Article 3 branch of government going out as judicial sheriffs at payoff to make sure that the British were not Shanghaiing our American citizens, not just maritime officers and crew, but farmers, to run their own merchant marine and their navy.
That was really going on quite a lot, because we spoke English.
Yeah,
the French
exactly.
Didn't really bother about that Shanghaiing Americans as much as the British.
Joseph, hold on one sec. There's Rusty. I want to bring him on real quick and fit him in just real quick, and then go back to you to close out the show. But Rusty, are you there?
Yes, I am. Listen, I heard you just say a moment ago, and I wanted you to know I was listening, when you said no one responded or no one called you up regarding the tape you played from Trudeau. The thing that hit me yesterday when you were playing it is that this is a Canadian. There was no revolution from Canada. I mean, a Canadian revolution.
Well, they did get their independence in 1982.
Right, but we had a revolution getting rid of the British control.
Or so we thought.
Well, we fought a war. And we fought another one in, 1812, 1814?
But the British have continued with that war and have never let it go, and they've been fighting that war ever since, and now they're pretty close to winning again.
Okay, it's just that I felt like what Canada's loyal to and what we as Americans are loyal to are two different things.
No, they're not. Do you know about the Security Prosperity Partnership that George Bush signed that married Canada and the United States and Mexico into the North American Union? That is a venture, a creation off of the North American Free Trade Agreement that his father put in place and that Clinton put into enactment. Why do you think I bring it up? It does matter. It matters gravely.
But
and
I mean,
we're
you
signing.
You won't hear someone, an American, taking an oath of office saying the things that Trudeau said.
Exactly. Thank you. And thanks for the call. Joseph, you still there? Got a couple seconds.
Joseph? You know how many Canadians came to participate in the American Civil War? People don't believe this. 50,000 Canadians.
Amen.
Across the border. Participate in the American Civil War.
And they're participating now, guys like Matthew Arrett from the CanadianPatriot.org, who's trying to get out a lot of good information.
As
and
the
is.
The election gets closer, the promises.
Goodbye, people. Love you all. Cheers, kisses. Have a good weekend. I need help. Please help me.
Guess what happened, Doc?
Not long after, they were in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office asking for a tax bailout because the promises didn't work out. Even a liberal like Andrew Cuomo turned them down. Up in Bossier City, Louisiana, more big promises were made to the people and the city. Guess what happened? They completely shut down the casino and laid off hundreds of employees. Up in Richmond, Virginia, more of the same. Big promises. Even Reverend Al Sharpton endorsed their promises. Guess what happened? Over-promising, under-delivering. It's a bad bet for St. Tammany. Paid for by the Watchdog PAC, 4100 South Sherwood Forest Boulevard, Baton Rouge, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
WGSO!